This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Norbrook, a leading global pharmaceutical company dedicated to the health and well-being of animals. I'm Riley Smith. The NRCS is celebrating 90 years and is also looking ahead to the future. We'll have more right after this.
Farmers Edge Laboratories is celebrating 20 years in agriculture with a special offer for retailers and agronomists. Get 50% off soil testing. Built for ag with a fast 3-day turnaround and high quality analysis. Don't miss this special offer. Book soil testing now at 50% off at farmersedgelabs.com. That's farmersedgelabs.com. Farmers Edge, soil test with the best.
The Natural Resources Conservation Service recently celebrated 90 years of protecting soil health and serving farmers to do so. However, they aren't resting on their laurels. Aubrey Betancourt, NRCS chief, said connecting with farmers is something they talk about a lot.
We've got to meet our farmers where they are, and more importantly, meet them where they're going. We are at such a critical moment in agriculture, I think, where this is make or break for our society. In terms of the investment we make in the 2% of the population that feeds, clothes, and fuels the other 98%.
Betancourt has challenged her colleagues to think about how NRCS can meet the needs of farmers in 2025 while staying true to its principles.
One-on-one technical assistance is still a core value of what NRCS does and continues to do, as well as the financial assistance that comes with that, you know, investing in certain practices so that farmers can make these investments on farm, again, to increase their productivity while conserving the resources that they need to do that, as well as supporting other conservation priorities that we have across the landscape.
Betancourt said science-based conservation is the basis for all they do.
Not just the basics of snow-till and soil sciences and soil health, which is our core mission and really at our heart is the soil, but also looking forward as we deal with digital farming and automation, what are the technologies that our farmers are going to need, and we need to help them get from pilot to scale.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.